Hello there, and welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast. This is the last episode of 2023, and whether this is your first time tuning in or you've been here for a while, welcome. My name is Monica Burns. I'm an ed tech and curriculum consultant, a former New York City public school teacher, and now I spend my time sharing favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. In today's episode and all the episodes in 2024, you will hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. Each episode's designed to give you ideas you can try out yourself today, share with a colleague next week, or maybe even bookmark for later in the school year. Don't forget to head to classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll find all the show notes and resources I mention in today's episode and every episode of the podcast. This episode is sponsored by my new free webinar, 24 Tips for 2024, Simple Ways to Save Time Using ChatGPT. I'll share tips for educators who are new to using chatbots and ideas you can spin and make your own if you're already diving into the world of chatbots. We'll look at ChatGPT, of course, alongside alternatives like Claude and Bard 2. Join us for the free webinar live on January 4th, or if you miss it live, catch the limited replay during the month of January. Either way, head to classtechtips.com/2024 for more details. This week's episode is titled Five Favorite Winter Activity Ideas with a Digital Twist. And you might have noticed that this year, 2023 especially, I've had more seasonal content than I have in the past few years. So trying my best to make sure that you have some things that you can try out during a specific time of year. Maybe it's winter, maybe it's fall or summer. And of course, things that you can listen to anytime and change up the direction or change up some of the ideas for really any time of year. But we know that the changing of the seasons presents a new opportunity to explore content that we're going to teach anyhow through the lens of, say, a winter theme. And while every classroom might not have snow piled up outside the window, you can definitely use a new season to energize lessons with a winter spin. So today on the podcast, I have a handful, five favorite activities to share with you. They include EdTech connections and some favorite tools to explore, but of course, each one is ready for you to customize for your group. You might use one of the EdTech tools I suggest, or you might say, Monica, I bet this one that I already have in my tool belt would be a good fit, and I bet you're right. So go with what your gut says when it comes to tools that you can use alongside these seasonal ideas. So let's jump into the list of winter classroom activities. First on today's list is all about bringing out your students' inner mathematician with a bit of a winter or artistic spin. And this one is with snowflake geometry. For this activity, you can use digital tools to create symmetrical snowflakes and understand basic geometric terms. So this might be primarily to boost student vocabulary around topics like geometry. Maybe you're thinking about symmetry, right? There could be lots of connections from a geometric or math lens for this snowflake activity. There's a lot of tools, a lot of digital tools that allow you to sketch and draw with students, but one you may want to try out is Google's AutoDraw. This is actually a form of artificial intelligence or AI technology, and it lets you create a sketch and then it pops it into a drawing for you. And with snowflakes in particular, the ones that it will register will fall into this symmetrical snowflake category. Of course, you could have students snap a picture of their own illustrations with another tool, maybe even create a video explanation of their work standing in front of a picture that they've drawn using a tool like Microsoft Flipped. This activity is super customizable and can provide kids with understanding of symmetry, angles, geometric patterns, all with that winter spin. Next up is an activity with Arctic animal statistics. So students can conduct research using a variety of online sources. Maybe it's National Geographic Kids. That's one favorite place to go do some research. And they can gather data on Arctic animals and then use a spreadsheet tool. Maybe it's Google Sheets to track and compare their statistics, such as dietary habits, the average height or weight of a particular animal, or maybe even information related to migration distances. So this is another activity that's great for cross-curricular winter classrooms activities, something that can connect with math, science, environmental education, speaking and listening skills. So lots that you can do for this number two on the list, which is Arctic animal statistics. So speaking of writing, right, or an ELA connection, number three is all about wintertime story prompts or wintertime storytelling with your students. You can introduce students to an open-ended tool, maybe something like Book Creator. I've done some work with their team. They're always a favorite on my list. And kids can write and narrate their own winter tales. Maybe they add images and illustrations. Maybe they record their own voice inside of a space like Book Creator, and they can tell a winter story. Now, if you're looking for writing prompts and ideas that connect wintertime to a particular skill, maybe something like sequencing or cause and effect, you could try out a generative AI tool, maybe ask a chatbot like ChatGPT or Bard to help give you some writing prompts that connect winter to a particular skill, or you could check out Presto's Writing Assistant. This AI tool is fantastic. I did some work with them earlier this year. I had one of their team members on the podcast, and this is a tool that gives you an option to put in a topic. It could be a wintertime topic, a grade level, and then a particular skill that you are working on, like that sequencing or cause and effect. And then it will pop out a handful of writing prompts that you can share with students. So plenty for you to consider there, just with that idea of writing about a wintertime story. Number four on the list connects to research skill building and having students learn about winter holidays from around the world. Kids can create digital presentations about winter holidays using a favorite presentation tool they've explored this year. If you haven't been in Adobe Express recently, that might be one to put on your list to check out. If you've followed along for a while, you know I am a big fan of all things Adobe. I've done some work with their team. Ben Forda and I wrote a book full of activity ideas using Adobe Spark, which is the older version of the new Adobe Express. So this is a tool you can use for video creation or website building or graphic design. So plenty of options there. And kids can research different pieces of information on a winter holiday around the world and share it using one of the multimedia options in this tool or another favorite presentation tool. They might highlight customs, traditions, foods, and really craft a presentation that brings that winter holiday to life. They could create videos that have a slideshow of photographs, maybe even add voice narration to detail all of the unique customs, traditions, and foods that define the celebrations around the world. So it's a great way to explore different cultures, enhance research and presentation skills at the same time, and combine some of your goals that might be present in a social studies classroom as well as an ELA environment. Now, number five on our list of favorite activities or winter activity ideas that have a digital twist are winter-themed infographics. And you can take this last one in lots of directions. Kids can research plenty of things related to winter time. Maybe it's weather patterns or the attendance at the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City or other seasonal statistics. Infographics are really a fantastic way for kids to share information they've gathered in a visual format. And it's also important for kids to understand how to gather information from an infographic or use it as a reader. So this puts them in the content creator seat, but could have an impact on how well they consume this type of content too. So if your students are studying a topic, maybe they want to show the impact of climate change on polar regions, for example. They can use a tool like Genially or Canva or maybe Adobe Express to create infographics. There's lots of options out there. You could even use a slide deck tool like Keynote or PowerPoint or Google Slides to create an infographic too. So on today's list, we looked at five favorite winter activity ideas, but we're scratching the surface today. I'm going to link out for you in the show notes a few different blog posts that give you more ideas, that have some images and examples of what we've talked about here and what I've shared on the blog in the past, because there are just lots of ways to integrate tech into instruction to help kids explore a seasonal topic. And I want to make sure you have plenty to choose from. So let me know which winter activities you are going to try out this year. Maybe it's something from this list, or maybe it's something that you've done for lots of years in a row and you're making a new spin on it this year. Send me a message, maybe tag me in a post on Instagram or Twitter. You can find me at Class Tech Tips there. And if you're already on the list for my Monday newsletters, I'll put the link here so you can sign up for it. They're totally free. You can always respond to the newsletter email. I always get them. I respond to them too. If you reach out to me to share something, that's another great way to stay connected. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from today's episode. Infuse technology to enhance engagement in winter-themed lessons. Utilize EdTech tools to foster creative writing and literacy skills across subjects. Incorporate data analysis and multimedia creation in real-world contexts. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast and looking for an episode number 247. This episode is sponsored by my new free webinar, 24 Tips for 2024, Simple Ways to Save Time Using ChatGPT. I'll share tips for educators who are new to using chatbots and ideas you can spin and make your own if you're already diving into the world of chatbots. We'll look at ChatGPT, of course, alongside alternatives like Claude and Bard 2. Join us for the free webinar live on January 4th, or if you miss it live, catch the limited replay during the month of January. Either way, head to classtechtips.com/2024 for more details. Thanks again for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Whether you've been here for the first 200 or so episodes or tuning in for the first time today, so glad you stopped by. Make sure to hit that follow button on your podcast app. That way, next week's new episode will be waiting for you first thing Tuesday morning. I also have some bonus episodes on the schedule for the next few months that I know you'll want to check out too.